Well, the cast of the charity play in which Jane is rehearsing the part of the maid was treated to some unexpected drama. Mr. Lewis, husband of Irene Lewis, who plays the leading role, suddenly appeared at rehearsal to force his wife to give up this play acting. In the excitement, two shots were fired. This episode takes place later that evening in alternating scenes between the Aces' bungalow and Mrs. Lewis's apartment. But first of the Aces, where we find Jane, Mr. Ace, and Marge. Listen.
Well, I can't stand this any longer. I know I promised I wouldn't tell this, but I just have to.
What's the matter?
Well, wait till you hear what happened this morning.
What?
Where, at rehearsal?
Yes, I gave my word I wouldn't tell. We all did. But, well, I've always thought my word wasn't very good, and this proves it. Because I've just got to tell
somebody. What are you raving about? Look at you. What are you so excited about?
Well, wait till you hear this. But first, you've got to promise not to breathe word of this to anybody.
Oh, I promise. What is it?
You too, dear. Cross your fingers and hope to die.
Yes, I cross my fingers, Jane.
All right. And that's you too, Marge. Dumb's the word.
Yes, dumb's the word. What is it, Jane?
Well, it all started this morning at the rehearsal. Irene, that's Mrs. Lewis, you know. She plays Mrs. Weatherby. Well, she and Mr. Cooper, he plays Mr. Weatherby, they were rehearsing the scene. I was standing outside, back of the door, waiting for my cue. Well, all of a sudden, I heard two shots, like a gun.
Shots like a gun?
Yes. And I looked out, and it was a gun.
Was there shooting in this part?
No, not in the play, in the rehearsal. It was Mr. Lewis, Irene's husband. He was standing in the audience shooting a gun.
What?
He was shooting a gun? What? Jane?
Well, wait till you hear. Well, since I heard the gun, I heard something drop. I knew it was Irene. Before I even turned around, I knew it was Irene. So I ran over to her and picked it up.
Picked it up?
Picked what up?
The lampshade that fell down.
Oh, then it wasn't Mrs. Lewis that...
But it was the next thing to her. If she had been standing this far over...
Well, what about the other bullet?
What other bullet?
Yeah, she said there were two bullets.
No, two shots.
Two shots? But that would be two bullets?
Dear, I couldn't stop to count bullets at a time like that.
Oh, you couldn't?
Oh, Jane, tell us. Was anybody hurt? What happened?
Well, I'll never forget that minute if I live to be as old as McCutcheon. There we were, Mrs. Lewis, Mr. Cooper, Mr. Hamlin, the director, and I. And there in front of us was Mr. Lewis and the gun, both smoking. He had a cigarette in his
mouth. Oh, will you tell us what happened? How can you sit there like this?
Now, hold your horse, dear. I'm trying to tell you everything. It was just that second we stood there without moving that I remember so well. It scared me so that I was just about to faint, and I would have, only I didn't want to miss anything.
Oh.
And that's when I ran over to Irene. She just stood there like paper on the wall. She just couldn't move. And I said, Irene, are you dead? And she said, no. And I looked at Mr. Hamden, and his face was as white as your shirt, dear. Whiter. That should have gone out in the laundry today.
Oh, Jane, will you please?
Jane, go on. What happened? What did Mr. Lewis do?
Well, he turned around and just walked out. Without even a goodbye or are you hurt or anything. Then Mr. Cooper suddenly said, look, Irene, you're hurt. And we all looked, and there on her shoulder we saw red. She was hurt on the shoulder.
Well, was it bad?
It was bad enough. Well, you should have seen the excitement. Bring water and smelling salts and picking me up and putting me on the bed
picking
over there.
Picking you up?
Yes, that's when I fainted.
Why, Jane?
You fainted?
Well, who wouldn't? That's the first time I ever saw anybody shoot a gun, especially at me.
But you're all right, aren't you?
Oh, now, yes. But when I saw the way Irene was nearly killed.
Well, is she
all
right?
How about her shoulder?
Oh, well, it's all right now. Mr. Cooper said it was just an artificial wound.
An artificial wound?
That's what he called it.
Well, what did they do about it?
Well, Mr. Cooper did everything. He was marvelous. If a prisoner ever gets shot, they should have him around.
Oh, isn't that awful?
What did Mr. Cooper do? And how about Mrs. Lewis?
Well, Mr. Cooper had to tear her dress to the shoulder. Oh, it was a shame, too, because it was a beautiful dress. It was a dark green.
Who cares about her dress? Is she all right? Is it serious?
Oh, well, it is now after he takes it out, but, oh, he was marvelous.
He gave her first aid, huh?
Oh, I wouldn't say first. I guess he's done it before.
Oh, how bad is she hurt?
Well, she has a bandage on top of her shoulder. Not very big.
Oh, I imagine it was just a scratch, huh?
Well, not exactly a scratch, but it's not very bad.
Well, what happened? How about this Mr. Lewis? Did he get away?
Yes, like I told you, he just walked out. Well, after we saw Irene was all right, that's when I really got mad. Imagine him getting away with a thing like that. Who does he think he is that he can go around shooting his wife, Ann Lampshade?
Yes.
He's not going to get away with it, is he?
Didn't they report it to the police?
Oh, no. That's why we all had to promise not to say anything on account of the scandal and the play. It's a charity play, and all the society people are going to be there. They can't have a scandal like this. You know how gospel travels.
Oh.
We're not supposed to say anything about it, Mr. Hamden said.
Oh, Mr. Hamden took charge.
Yes, he's the director.
Oh.
The play is going on just the same.
Oh,
sure. Like Mr. Hamden said, the play must go on, he said. We can't afford to let this get out, he said. And that's when we all promised not to say anything about it. But I just couldn't sit here without telling somebody what happened.
Well, Jane, you did have a day, didn't you?
Did I? Well, I'll never forget this about it.
Well, is Mrs. Lewis going to be able to play the part all right?
Oh, well, that's the fly in the oatmeal. Yes, she is.
Well, you don't seem very happy that she's all right, Jane.
Well, I'm happy that she isn't hurt bad or anything like that, but for the first minute, before I fainted, I mean, it kind of just flashed through my mind that maybe I'd play the part after all.
You?
Yes, me. I'm the understudy. That's what flashed through my mind, and I guess the excitement of thinking that I'd play it or something, that made me faint. Don't you think that was it?
Oh, sure, yes.
Of course, I didn't expect any shooting or anything like that. I just thought in case you got sick, you know, nothing serious, something maybe like intestinal flu or something like that.
Intestinal flu.
Well, it happens sometimes, but I don't suppose it'll be my luck, because she's already told me she's going to be all right. That's the first thing she said when I asked her how she was, and we all went home after the dinner.
And you're sure you're going to be all right for the play, Irene?
Of course I will. It's only a superficial wound. Look.
Yes, I see. But can you move your arm freely?
Of course I can. Martin, you're not trying to talk me into quitting, are you?
Quitting? Heaven forbid. I've worked too hard directing this play. But I want to make sure that you're going to be all right.
I will be all right. Good grief, you sound like that Mrs. Ace almost daring me to be.
Oh, you know I don't feel that way. I'm depending on you to make this play the success I hope it's going to be.
I won't let you down.
Have you heard from, you know...
Ned?
Mm.
Well, I called him up, Martin.
You called him up?
Yes, I phoned him only an hour ago. I was worried about him.
He wasn't worried about you, was he?
He's not in any condition to worry. I found him where I thought he'd be, at his club.
His club?
Yes, in the bar, of course. I tried to tell him that I was all right and that we were all going to forget what happened this morning, but he said he wasn't going to forget it. In fact, he still talks a little incoherently of keeping me from appearing in the play.
He better not try it. If he does, I'll report this whole thing, scandal or no scandal.
I told him that, but he doesn't seem to care. He says he doesn't give a hang what happens to him. Martin... Martin, I think he loves me terribly.
I can understand that.
Thanks, you're so sweet.
The only thing I hope is that you made it clear to him that he's to stay away from you until after the play.
That's what I tried to tell him.
Does he understand it?
Yes, he understands it all right, only...
Only what?
I don't think he approves.
Approves or not, he's got to stop bothering you. It's only till the day after tomorrow. Once the play is on and over, you can do what you like about him.
And there's plenty I must do. I've neglected him terribly. You know, it came to me this morning when I saw him standing there in that deserted theater, brandishing that gun.
Irene, you're not going to desert me now, are you?
No, of course not. What kind of a trooper do you think I am?
Good. That's the spirit.
Only when this play's over, well, I think this one will be my last.
Well, of course, I think you're foolish. With your talents, Irene.
Yes, I know, but there's my husband.
Yes, there's your husband.
Well, that's my problem, not yours.
My problem is to get this play on. It means a lot more to me, Irene, than I've told you. If this goes over, I think I can sell it to an important producer. It means quite a lot to me.
Oh, I didn't know.
I didn't want to tell you. I thought it might make you nervous.
On the contrary, I'll do my super best.
Thanks, Irene. Now you see why I insisted this affair be hushed up and that you go on in the part.
Of course, and don't you worry about me.
But I'm worrying about this husband of yours. I hope he stays clear of the theater for the next couple of days.
I hope so, for your sake, Martin.
What I don't understand is what all the shooting was about.
Yes, Jane. Did Irene say why her husband did this? Well, I asked her that, but she kind of hummed and hawed, and I'm think she told me a couple of little white lies.
What did she say?
Oh, she said he hasn't been feeling well and things like that. But I could read between the lies.
Between the lies?
Yes. I think it's because he doesn't want her to be in the play.
Oh, he doesn't want her to be in it?
Mm-hmm. Well, does a husband have to shoot his wife to keep her from acting?
Oh, I never thought of that one.
Oh, no, but he did. And I put two and two together from the different things I heard. I heard her tell Mr. Cooper that Mr. Lewis hadn't been home all night. That they had a fight last night and he walked out. And he sure looked like he hadn't been home all night this morning. He looked kind of weak and sleepy, you know.
Mm, yes, sounds like he was ossified.
Petrified.
No, not that, but I do think he had been drinking.
No.
Yes, dear, I hate to say it, but it sure looked like it to me.
Well, then, I think, baby, you were right.
The thing that made me think of it most was that he was wearing his full dress suit.
A full dress suit?
Yes, in the morning, I mean, with a white tie and a high hat.
Oh,
and
that's
a white
girl.
Yes, and he looked marvelous. He's very nice looking, a little older than Mrs. Lewis, I guess, but he looked handsome standing there in the theater.
Yes, with a gun in his hand.
Well, yes, that wasn't so good, but the rest of him, I mean, a high hat, a white scarf around his neck, a carnation in his overcoat. Oh, he was thick and fat.
I get it. Dressed to kill.
Yes, he looked positively... Oh, I just got that, dear. Dressed to kill.
Oh,
I just got it, too. Oh, dear, you're sorry, Carter.
Yes, sorry, I don't
want. The question now is, does Irene's husband permit the play to go on as per schedule? We'll learn about that the evening the play is put on, which will be when next we meet the Easy Aces.